Episode 106, Life is a Video Game. Woohoo!
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Hello, all my friends. How are you, sisters? Brothers that are coming together. Yes, it is an incredible day, a day for you to rejoice. Yes, it is. You know, make a decision just to have fun, even though things sometimes just get you down. I mean, I know I've been there. There are days that you probably think, Christiane, you're never down. Oh, yes, I am. I am down. There are days that I do not want to get out of my bed when it is pouring down cats and dogs. Okay, not literally, but figuratively. And it's just like storming. I'm like, I do not want to get out of this bed. So I get it. I get it. But you have to find that drive. Find something. Find someone. Find a community. Hello. We're here for you. Whatever you want to accomplish, you can do, you know, because you can. You truly can. Today, we're going to chat about life as a video game, and it's so much fun. I don't know. Did you hear the intro? That was my youngest. Isn't he precious? Well, I must say, I might be a little biased to it, but he does float my boat. And actually, I thought it was very important for him to do the intro because it was him who actually inspired me to record this episode. But before we jump into sharing all about life as a video game, I just want to say hello to all the wonderful new people that have come into this community. Thank you so much for trusting your heart, for giving of your time, and for lending an ear to something that you believe in and that I pray is changing you, is helping you, is empowering you to lead the life that you really have been created to lead. I mean, you're creating your now, right? You're becoming your best selfie. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Beware that, yes, the website is changing a little bit. It's still always going to be there, but we may have some quirks once in a while along the way. So please be patient. But I would love for you to go over to createyournow.com and let me know what you're thinking. There's this adorable little pink sign on the side that says, send me a message. I want to hear from you, okay? Click on that. You can actually leave me a message, all right? And if you have like a blog or business, please leave your name and that information so I can include that when I feature you here on the website, or on the website, on the podcast. Well, you'll probably be featured on the website too, because obviously, everything under podcast goes there. So why not share? We're here. This is really a safe community. All right, we got to dive in because we're talking about life is a video game. And I thought this was great. Michael Jordan has said this, just play, have fun, enjoy the game. Wouldn't it just be easy if we could just do that? And I'm telling you, yes, you can. You can do that. We may not always like the outcomes, and we may have to twist and take some turns and a few detours, but you know what? You can just play, have fun, and enjoy the game. Life seems to be full of technology. Have you noticed that? I mean, seriously. And for me, it's video games, okay? I have three boys and a hubby, okay? That's all I have to say, right, ladies and gents? That's all I have to say. It is video game frenzy in our house. In fact, my son, my number four of the children, he said, Mom, my best friend is my iPad. And I kind of got a giggle out of that. I know that's not really the case, but he does enjoy the challenges that video games present themselves. As I sat on my bed watching my youngest boy play one of the video games that he designed, he was actually like, Mom, I want you to watch this. And I began to relate it to real life. Yeah, imagine that. I'm sitting there watching a video game that my son did, yet I'm going, I think I'm that little cube there. It's so adorable, but I'm watching it go through everything. You know, here at Create Your Now, it's all about finding your purpose, living out your dreams, all while having harmony in the mind, body, and spirit, in which we call the Trinity lifestyle, right? So finding that harmony, finding what works in your game of life. Now, no, you're not necessarily the Matrix, okay? Think about the movie, The Matrix, being in the video game. But the master of all masters, okay? God himself. Yeah, well, if you want to think of it that way, he's in control, correct? But sometimes when we make our choices, we can really screw up our game of life. And it really does make for some interesting hiccups. In fact, I found this quote and I thought, okay, well, this is different. You take it for what it's worth. But Kanye West says this: if you have the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate the moment till it's past. Yeah. You know, it's funny because we go through and we're playing, and whether you're the little cube that's jumping around or you're the little animated creature, whatever, or maybe you're the zombie and you're attacking something. You know, I don't know about you, but zombie apocalypse is huge in our conversation around this household. Not that I enjoy it, but it's part of our life. And so I go with it. I learn with it. I don't necessarily like all of it, but it's very interesting how with those conversations, I can pull it into deeper conversations. Now, of course, the kids don't know I'm doing that. That's a secret between me and you. But it's fun, you know, because it is. Life is a video game. So as I watch this little cube be pushed through these obstacles of rain and rainbows, hills and slides, it opened my eyes that gamers may actually be onto something. Now, I'm telling you, do not share that secret because they'll be against you the whole time. Mom, Christiane said that, you know what, maybe the gamers are onto something. You do not want to let that secret get out. Now, I'm sure my children actually do listen to my podcast. So, I've been called out on it. But seriously, we can learn a lot from this. Now, ultimately, okay, let's look at your life, okay? What rain are you experiencing right now? Does there seem to be some light from afar? Do you see any hope? Or are you ready for a restart, okay? I like a lot about the re's, okay? Like to rejuvenate, to renew, to rediscover. Because a lot of us, we've kind of gone down that path, but now it's more fine-tuning it. So it's not just doing it for the first time, but it's redoing it, okay? So we're restarting. What I found really amazing as I sat here and my son showed me these games, and he's like, Mom, you got to watch this one. So he took me all through it. And this one, like I said, it was like buckets would fall and it looked like water to me, but it really wasn't water. And then there was rainbows. So hence I thought rain and rainbows, you know, storms and beautifulness after the storms. You know, nothing like when it's raining like cats and dogs to see the sun beginning to peek out from the clouds and it slowly, you know, it becomes bright blue. That just kind of warms my soul. So I'm watching this and I'm seeing this little cube and he's doing all these things. And he said, yeah, Mom, this is somebody else's work. And I got points. And so I bought this game. And so somebody else created this. And there were things that were like diamonds. And if you hit it the wrong way, you died. And so you had to redo that little section again. How many times have you hit a diamond? Ouch. And you got to redo it. You got to restart. Interestingly enough, though, this also, the video game that he was playing was one that he could create on. Now, I was like, yes, that's all about us here at Create Your Now. Now, if you're wondering, what is that video game? Because maybe my kiddos or I've got a niece or nephew that might enjoy it, my friend's kids, whatever. It is called this. Are you ready? Geometry Dash. Okay, geometry, like, you know, the figures, geometry dash, D as in dog, A-S-H dash, geometry dash. There's a light free version, and then there's a paid version. Now, I'm not sure on the Android, this is actually on one of our iOS devices that we have. And so he did go ahead and he saved his money to buy the actual real version. So he can create his own challenges in life. And I was like, wow. That's pretty cool. Because you see, sometimes what do? Yeah, sometimes we really screw up our game of life, don't we? Because we're trying to either create our video game, right, as we go along, and we're not really doing what we are made to do, or we're trying to force a detour when, yeah, we're not supposed to be going that direction. And there's signs that keep coming up saying, detour, under construction, turn around, and yet we keep going and we keep hitting those diamonds that call us to restart. Wow, the video game of life.
You know, the awesome thing, though, in the game of life is you always have room for improvement. I love that. You know, even when I was sitting there with my son on the bed, he's like, Mom, look, I can do this too. And if I get this, they have different levels. And I'm like, oh my gosh, our life is that. We go from one step to the next. Now, no, we may not be that cute little creature or that little sparkly cube that's doing all the jumping around, hence the name Geometry Dash. But if you look at it, maybe it allows yourself to step back and laugh a little, giggle a little at yourself, because sometimes we do take ourselves way too seriously. And if we want to look and grow within our game of life, come on, we got to giggle some, okay? You know who has the ultimate sense of humor? God does. But yet we always try to control it ourselves. So today I challenge you to look at your life through a video game, okay? I want you to think about, and if you don't have little ones around, go get the light version, okay? Download it. You can always delete it. Go get the light version of Geometry Dash or give it to your hubby or significant other, okay? Let them play with it so you can see what it is, so you understand. Because you see, challenges are going to present themselves, okay? Yet the question is, how will you respond to these challenges? You know, when my son was going through these, and oh, it was really cool because it was like buckets of water that was coming down. There were a few sparkles that came from it. And then there would be these cool rainbows. And it just, he like flew through those rainbows. It was like, woohoo, yeah. And then every once in a while, he would go up something and come down. And then he hit the diamonds. And it was like, crash, 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 crash. And it was like attempt 6, attempt 7. And he finally got through that area and went on. And then he made it. And he was like, yes. It was amazing to see that. Our life is like a video game. You get through a challenge and you're like, yes, I did it. I made a decision. Woohoo, celebrate. You need to celebrate, okay? So I ask you, how will you respond? If you're looking at your life as a video game, how will you respond? Create your now in the game of life with your life's equation. That is your kiss. Okay, are you ready? Listen here again, all right? To create your now, your best selfie in the game of life, I want you to use your life's equation. Now, if some of you have skipped over things and you haven't figured out life's equation, go back to the episode that's titled Life's Equation. It's awesome, okay? This is what we're talking about, but I'm going to give you that equation, so don't freak out on me. You know what it is. Say it with me. E plus R equals O. Okay? And we're looking at this. This is not my equation, but this equation has been passed down. And I have used this for years with myself, with my children, and even with my friends, and especially with my husband. It helps in really formatting my thoughts, making some actual decisions as to maybe what I need to do. Okay? So E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. Now, you're going to have an event, okay? So let's say you're going through the little cube. You're the cute little cube going through Geometry Dash, right? And on this thing, you hit the diamond, okay? You hit the diamond, and it says attempt number 2. Ouch. Do you think you're going to do the exact same thing? Is your response going to be the exact same thing so you can hit that diamond again? No, you know that. You're going to change it up. You don't want to hit that diamond again. You want the attempt 2, or if you have to go to attempt 3, you want it to be spot on. You want to make little adjustments, little tweaks, little twists, right, to what you are doing. So with your kiss, E plus R equals O, because that's what you're using, your life's equation, okay? As you eat the rain and mudslides, yeah, you're eating them, man. You just are, because they're coming at you, all right? You do not have control of life. Even though you want to control your life as a video game, you have no control, right? We all know that, okay? So these rain and mudslides are going to come. What can you do to shift your pattern to change the outcome, making it a win? Woohoo, boop, boop. You know, as my little one said at the beginning, right? Life is a video game, and you want to win at your video game. So what can you do to shift your pattern? Number 2, when you fly through one of life's level, okay, it can be anything. Maybe it's just the rainbows, right? You're just flying through. It's, yes, you're soaring. You know, you're in heaven's cloud right now. And then all of a sudden, there comes the diamonds. You thought they were going to be sparkly, but they got you down real quick, right? They took you down to the ground. what did you do correctly to get through those rainbows, though? So that when you hit those diamonds again, right? Okay? Because remember those diamonds before, you had to make tweaks and twists, right? Those adjustments. What did you do to correct your fire, your response to it, so you could change the outcome, right? It's all figuring out what you did to make the wind. You see, you want to repeat the good, and you want to make note and tweaks and twist to what isn't necessarily right on target, right? Those are your responses. I want to encourage you that when you look at your life as a video game, okay, I want you to look at it and through the eyes of your life's equation, okay, because that's it. That's how you're operating right now. Through the eyes of your life's equation, you're going to put your responses, those twists and tweaks, those things that you did correctly in your joy jar. Why? Because you're going to come across those diamonds that are going to attract you because, oh, they're so sparkly, and you are going to sink to the ground fast. And you got to restart, right? You got to restart. You can do it, though. You simply can do it. By placing them in the joy jar, you know you have a place to go celebrate and also look back on, yeah, I did this and I was successful when I did this. So now how can I apply this technique that I did, this decision, this response, so I can make sure I have this sort of an outcome? Because remember, it's your response that changes the outcome. You know what? I really believe that you can take a hold of life as a video game and be successful at it. You can live out the purpose of who you were created to do. Seriously, you can. And you can be successful in your own game of life. I believe in you. So I want you to go now. Yeah, I want you to go now. I want you to go rock out the video game, your video game of life. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Remember, I am carrying your belief torch if you're not carrying it. I love you so very much. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.